Hey everybody, welcome back to the cast for episode 29. You were just grinning, like ear to ear.
What was that?
I didn't mean to.
It was involuntary, I was getting prepared
and then it might have turned into a smile.
It was a smile.
Unique New York.
Yeah, you gotta get those vocals going. We have Dom back.
Hi.
Yeah, it's been a while, and we have a brand new guest who's been a very avid listener of the podcast. So avid, yeah. Andrew Baghetta, aka Just Baghetta.
Yeah, you can just call me Baghetta.
Justin? You say Justin?
No, not Justin.
Joseph?
You can just call me
Baghetta. Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Or
I thought you said
just
this is
Baghetta.
Andrew Baghetta or
Justin Baghetta.
Justin, yeah, I thought you were calling him a different name, like it's a joke between you guys.
No.
No, we don't have jokes yet.
Okay.
No inside jokes, but after this, who knows?
Hey, man, I just made one for you.
This is true. Maybe we had one on the last podcast you were on about Bills. Bills are now Badong. Remember?
Yeah, that's true.
So, who knows? And the cast is a magical place where many things are born. So that intro was a recommendation from Dom, and it was from a band called, I've already forgot.
Dead Man's Bones.
And
Ryan Gosling.
Yes, who I didn't know who was in The Notebook before 10 minutes ago. Well, I've seen The Notebook too, but that was years ago. So
it's not bad.
It isn't.
It's not terrible. I mean, it is a chick flick.
Yeah, and I think it's one of those few that I'm not ashamed to say that I liked. Some I pretend like I never watched. Like I'll walk to remember.
just throwing some names out
just
there.
Just throwing one name out there.
Yeah. I think I actually watched The Notebook and Big Fish in one day, like back to back. And every time I think of The Notebook, I mix it up with Big Fish.
Oh,
and
wow.
I shouldn't, because Big Fish is a fantastic movie as well.
It is.
With Ewan McGregor?
Yeah.
Ewan?
They both have that southern flair to them, too.
Yeah. So that's why I think I mixed up the two, because Big Fish is
in
that White House as well. And
yeah.
So. Plus, I was like, I don't even know how old I was.
It came out in 2004, so.
Which one, Notebook?
Yeah.
Really? That was 6 years ago.
A long time ago.
Yeah. I was trying to do the math in my head, but it just kind of stopped. I was 16. Yeah.
Makes me feel old.
Yeah, well, we actually had a conversation the other day with Terry, where we were talking about something, and it got brought up saying 10 years ago, you know, we did that 10 years ago, you know, that was 10 years ago.
Yeah,
and that was like one of the very first times in my life, you know, where I had that moment where I was having a conversation and I was able to say something like that and wasn't exaggerating. So I was like, motherfucker, I hate that. I don't like being able to say a decade ago, you know?
Yeah.
It sucks, you know, but I guess it's better than saying 2 decades ago.
Yeah. 20 years ago.
Yeah. Now, 20 years ago, you know, I got my first bike. Had training wheels on it. You know?
It does make you sound like an old-timer, but it's really just, you know, year four. Had a bike.
That's what happens.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 22.
22, oh, yeah. Never mind. I'm old.
My phone died.
That's what your phone does when it dies?
Yeah, it says goodbye, too.
goes out on a good note.
it's trying to be optimistic, like, I'm dead, but I'll be back. You just
leave me on a charger. Avenge my battery.
Does it play anything when you power it up? Same thing?
Yeah, but I tried to get that to shut up.
Embarrassing thing?
Yeah, because it's so loud.
Oh, it's just because it's loud?
Yeah, like, the first time I got it, I turned it on, and it was, like, in a crowded room. I was like, oh, shit.
It's making an appearance. It's like, I'm on! Power up! So.
If you could have your phone, like, play one thing. Like, I know some phones don't give you the option of playing whatever they want when it powers up.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could play, like, one little jingle or thing from a song or a show or a movie, like, what would it be? Because I have one in mind that I can never do because it's an iPhone. It just doesn't give you that option. Mm-hmm. But every time I power on or press the home screen, I want it to, what does he say in He-Man? Behold the power of Grayskull?
Is that what it is?
Yeah. No, that was Skeletor. I'm thinking about what he says when he lifts the sword into the air.
That was Thundercats.
I have the power. I have the power, yeah. I want that to play when my phone powers up.
Wow, that's weird how those two shows are kind of identical. He-Man and Thundercats?
Yeah.
But basically the same thing, right?
Same animation style.
I should have had a spinoff, a crossover between them. Would have been amazing.
They'd call it a Thunderman.
Thunderman.
Or He-Cats.
There are no female cats in this episode.
I'd want the Price is Right theme, where they call people to come on down.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and I'd have like the guy introduce my phone. I'd be like, Dwight Lachman's phone is now on, or something like that. Come on down. That'd be a good one.
I think I'd want that guy, the guy that did Ernest.
Jim all the Varney. Ernest movies?
Jim Varney. I want him to say something. Just anything. I don't care.
Just take a snippet of those movies.
Or say something as Ernest?
Yeah, just be like,
Like, I'm Ernest P. Worrell, and this is my phone.
My phone's on!
Kind of sounds like a Scooter from Borderlands.
Yeah.
This is where cars live. Get you one.
So have you guys heard about this video that went online last week about someone has a cell phone in a Charlie Chaplin video from 1928?
I saw that. Yeah, it was like cell phones were back in 1928, and the lady's just like walking down the street, and she's holding something
so random. And I guess they just discovered it. It's been around for a while, though.
It can't be a cell phone.
No,
it can't be.
I'm sure it's just some black little device. the way that she's holding it, though, like, she's actually gripping something.
Yeah, and she is.
You can see something, like, it's black. It does look like an iPhone.
That'd be fucking hilarious.
But it's something else. It's gotta be. I just can't understand the logic there. Like,
maybe it was, like, one of those... You know how they had those stupid inventions where they had, like, potions and stuff where people said, or tonics, to make you feel better and stuff? Maybe it's like something stupid where it's like, hear the ocean wherever you are, and it's just a seashell like embedded into some like wood or something. Like,
that's
awesome. Man, this is amazing.
Or a crazy lady holding a bar of chocolate.
That's true. Maybe she was talking to
us. Talking to her bar of chocolate.
You chocolate, you better be good.
Yeah. I'm going to go home and fucking eat you.
The most interesting thing is like just the way that she's holding it. Like, it does look like a cell phone.
Yeah, it's like really she's just walking down the street.
She talked to it like this, but she decided to do that.
Yes. Yeah, held
really
it up to her cheek, yeah.
And also someone said that it might be an old school like hearing aid. Because they were like a little black box, and there's like a little device that goes in your ear, but you just couldn't. Just wouldn't stay in there. You have to hold it in there.
Yeah.
Seems like a really big inconvenience.
Yeah, and why would you do that while you're walking by yourself and walking down a street?
Like, and while you're talking. Unless you're testing it, Like, testing. I can hear myself.
You, sir! Say something!
Yeah.
That was interesting. I watched it and I was flabbergasted.
Yeah, it's really weird. There's no easy way to, really explain that. Like, even if they found the person that filmed it, like, he's like an old man now. It's like, I don't know. Like,
we were all laughing at her afterwards. Look at that stupid bitch fucking carrying some around.
Talking to her wallet. Being crazy.
Talking to her wallet. Checking her balance over her wallet.
She thought it would work. Doesn't.
It doesn't. Some dude actually hit her before she got on. She was holding up some ice.
Yeah, that's bag. Another. There's another theory that it's just like a little thing of ice, and she just came from the dentist.
Yeah,
that it's might. Like, God, my teeth hurt. Why did my dentist do this to me?
Oh, look, a video camera.
There's a lot of different conclusions that you can come to.
I bet you a cell phone's probably not on the.
Yeah, I think people are just skipping that one. It's like, nope, it's not a cell phone.
No. It can't be. It could be proof there's time travel.
It is. I mean, yeah. And then you got to think, why did someone travel back then just to talk on their cell phone?
To be in a Charlie Chaplin video.
Trying to talk on their cell phone, there'd be no reception.
Yeah, you couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I don't have any.
Unless cell phones in the future are like on a different level where they don't need service. And you can go, yeah, it's an interdimensional cell phone. You can talk to another dimension.
That'd be interesting.
There's a lot of different theories.
So it'd be funny to see, like, Marty McFly just walking in the background.
Skateboarding by.
Yeah.
Or the real clincher is, yeah, that camera is filming this person talking on a cell phone, but, like, right behind her, Marty McFly just rode by on a hoverboard. And they just didn't even notice. Like, look at that woman talking to her wallet. Yeah, being chased by bullies.
Like an Adlorian pops up, opens the thing. Oh, I just smacked my mic. Opens the door, and Marty McFly jumps in. You see Doc on like
Biff Tannen's great great uncle. He's just like this guy from the 30s. He was like a rough and tough bad guy. It's basically Back to the Future 4 is what they made.
Wasn't 3 the past? That was the Western
3
one.
3 was
wasn't
the
it?
Western.
Yeah, that was from early 1900s.
Yeah, that would have been like.
That was way before Chaplin.
No, I think that would have been like 1880 or something in the West.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, 1928, they would have.
Well, 1928 would have definitely. That's like, they had cars.
Yeah.
But I think the old Wild West, like, they were just starting to make cars.
The first Red car Dead was Redemption. Made in 19 or 10, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
The Model T was started in like 1910.
Yeah, I'm literally thinking of covered wagons.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I'm trying to think of like a Western movie of like to get an example. And Back to the Future is
not really a Western.
Yeah. I think they do specify the time period, but I don't remember.
I think they do. I'm pretty sure they do.
It's always November 12th for some reason.
Always. Maybe that's the only date that it can go back.
It's my mom's birthday.
Is it? Yeah. Maybe that's why they chose it.
Donald's mom's birthday.
This girl in high school. She was awesome.
And I'm going to name the birthday after her.
Yeah. We just passed the 25th anniversary of it, didn't we?
Yeah.
They had the video playing in the AMC theaters all over.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been awesome to go see.
I know. Alex went and saw it.
Oh, yeah. I think he saw it with George.
Yeah.
No, George is in Miami. I don't know. Whatever. Good for him. So, yeah, actually, real quick, you brought up that acid thing, but you told us something pretty interesting right before the podcast about that, and we'll follow up on it.
Well, if the viewers out there...
Listeners.
Are they? Yeah, they're listeners.
They could view, but there's nothing going on.
They could view a waveform.
I like to think there are people out there that look at the bar the whole time, and they don't, like, surf the web while they're listening. Like, they're staring at that bar.
They're
like,
dedicated to this podcast. Yeah.
But an episode, was it 26, the dog?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
In episode 26, this episode is Badong, we talked about acid attacks. And the woman that we were talking about actually either paid someone or just told her friend to do it. And it was planned to get acid thrown in her face because she wanted the attention. She's crazy.
Bitch is crazy.
She just figured, you know, I got to do it somehow.
I got to get attention somehow.
So why not throw acid at my face? There's so many other options other than that, like, to get attention. Like,
but
just
being a hooker is so much work, though.
Yeah, well, it's
not
easier,
really,
though.
You just kind of stand on the corner and
all day.
The guy does all the
you
work.
You stand there all day.
Yeah, I guess so.
You got to deal with that rejection and stuff when guys just pass by you. They're like, well, that didn't help my self-esteem at all.
That's true. Yeah, that's probably great. A big downer for them when you see guys walk by and like, no thanks,
like they
ma'am.
they still feel rejected.
Yeah. Like they're trying to, it's like a personal, like a date for them. Like, hey, come
ouch.
On. You
so, yeah.
give me money, you know.
Apparently people, I never heard about this, but apparently people have these afflictions where they need constant attention, and then it just hit an extreme for her.
Michael Scott syndrome.
Michael Scott. Very much so.
Yeah.
His can be pretty awkward and extreme sometimes, but never, I don't think he'd ever want acid poured in his face.
I don't know. He'd stepped on a...
He could barely get punched without, like, crying. Like, remember when Pam slapped him?
Yeah.
And he cried?
Yeah. He did step on that cooker, though. That Foreman grill?
Yeah.
And burnt his foot.
It was in his bed.
It was next to his bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he likes waking up to the smell of bacon.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no,
it's
I mean,
a great thing to wake up to, though. I have to give it to him.
Yeah.
That.
Good idea. Bad execution. Yeah. The one thing I didn't understand, actually, real quick on that episode, he says he lays out the bacon the night before. So it's just sitting there all night.
Slow cook.
So he probably could wake up to the smell of it, but it's not the smell that you want to smell.
The smell of old bacon.
Sweaty bacon.
Yeah.
Gross.
So, yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, I never thought about that. That's gross.
Yeah. It's something I caught the very first time I watched it. I was like, you leave it out all night, and then you wake up and start cooking it? So it's just raw bacon hanging out there for like 8 hours, and then and he starts cooking it.
I guess I don't think it'd be like terrible, but it's definitely not good.
I was going to say, it can't be healthy.
You could get a tapeworm or something.
But I'm sure if you fry it, you're cooking out all those germs.
Or you're cooking them in.
Maybe.
Cooking all that delicious.
You guys are getting out of here.
Well,
That was my fault.
I'm the only one who hasn't broken it yet. Yeah. Might happen, though.
That's fucking Terry's fault, too.
Should know better.
Terry, why are you doing this?
You should have a light bulb in Terry's room that turns on red whenever you press record over here. So he
that
always
would be
knows.
Fantastic.
He always knows when you're recording. You don't even have to call him.
That'd be great. I should just do it for everybody that's ever been on the podcast. Like,
all right, well,
here's your first podcast kit. Go hook this up in your room.
I want mine to be a red light bulb, but like with a black outline of your face. I'm just like smiling.
It would be a picture of me holding a thumbs up, and the light will be on my thumb.
Ooh, that is good.
Yeah.
I like that. That's more practical, too, because the light will be a lot smaller. And,
yeah.
Probably won't cost much money.
You also have a picture of me on your wall, so.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a win-win situation.
It is definitely a win-win.
Yeah.
And then start, like, when technology gets better, have it be like a card that people can carry around. It has a little dot that's
like, it's like those buzzards for when your table's ready at places.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
Like, it just starts buzzing. Like,
but the
you
range...
can't stop it until it's over.
Yeah.
It has, like, a siren that goes off as well.
The range has to be a lot farther than those, because I'm pretty sure those won't even work.
I'd make it work
feet.
Off of 3G. So the only way to get away from it would be to go into the mountains.
And alerts for texting. Like, you'll just get a text that Dwight has just started recording his podcast.
Yeah.
And then at the end, it's like, Dwight has stopped.
Yeah, it'll be like little notifications. You were just mentioned on the podcast.
That would be awesome.
You've been tagged.
Yeah. You could technically do that yourself, where you could just text someone while you're talking to them.
I could set up a group folder on my phone where it just texts everybody, I started the podcast. So what? Who gives a fuck?
Just talked about you. It's like, okay, I'll listen to it later.
Okay, that's fantastic. Why are you texting me?
They're texting you back. That's defeating the purpose.
Yeah, that's true. I should just change the signature on my phone for text messages that says, do not text me back.
Or you just text them and then you just turn your phone off and like, no, done.
and turn it on when the podcast is ready to be stopped. And then I get all these messages.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah.
These hate messages.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
I don't care. Yeah, I've been trying to actually get Israel on for the past few because he keeps complaining that he hasn't been on the podcast for a while. So I'm like, okay, well, come on. Hey, think about doing podcasts today. And he goes, oh, well, never texts me back, or he's like, oh, I work all day.
Yeah.
Sorry. Don't complain to me when I don't invite you then. So
he invited me to a Halloween party on Saturday, but then I didn't know anything about it, and he didn't give me any more information. And then I saw him today when I went to GameStop.
Yeah.
And he was like, you didn't come to the party.
I was just about to say, like, did he bring it up?
I was like, yeah, no, I thought you were going to call me or text me or something. He's like, I thought you were going to call me. It's like, well, it's your guys' thing. I was just going to, I don't know if you guys wanted me to go anymore or what. I don't know. If I asked, that would have been awkward if you didn't want me to go.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no, we don't like you anymore.
Yeah. No, he didn't even invite me. Or maybe he did. I don't know. Yeah, I think he probably asked me. He's like, hey, so what are you doing for Halloween? I was like, I don't know, probably nothing. And he goes, oh. And he probably continued to say, well, I'm doing this thing, or I'm going to this thing, if you want to come. But it's usually at that moment where I space out and stop listening. And he always reminds me about stuff like that, either like 30 minutes before it starts. Or he'll ask me like 2 weeks before, and I'm like, I'm not going to remember this, you know, so.
Well, what did you do for Halloween?
Played Fable 3. And then I passed out at like 8 o'clock.
Nice.
Yeah. Been going to bed too early lately.
It feels nice though, doesn't it?
Waking up, yeah, but the thing is that when you wake up at like 7 in the morning, and then 12:01 rolls around, and that's when all your other friends kind of get up to start doing things. Half your day is already gone, yeah. And their day is just starting. And I'm like, I've been wanting to go do something for the past 4 hours. Come on, let's go out. Nah, it's not cool. And then people call me at like midnight, thinking that I'm up. And I'm like, I know I'm usually up this late, but come on now. And then they keep calling, even though I'm not answering. Now. I don't know. I'm an old person's schedule right now. Wake up, go to the Waffle House at 6 a.m.
Hey, Waffle House sounds great. Special.
I'm trying to get better into like a better sleeping habit. Like, I go to sleep at like 5:30 in the morning lately. Like, I just can't get tired. I've always been a night owl, but this is ridiculous.
That's the same thing happened to me. 3 weeks ago, I was up until 8 or 9 in the morning, and then I'd go to sleep. Wake up at like 1 or 2.
Last night, actually, I didn't even go to bed. Well, I went to bed at, like, 5:30, and only... No, sorry. I fell asleep at, like, 3, and then woke up at 5:30, and then stayed awake until 8:30, and then slept for, like, an hour. And then I woke up, and I was like, this is just not going to happen tonight, apparently. My body's just playing tricks on me.
See, it's moments like that where I try to just stay up for the whole day.
Yeah.
You know,
I try to, too. I don't know why I feel like I have to sleep, but I don't really have to.
I don't know.
I can just do whatever I want.
This is true.
Stay
this
awake
is America.
All the time.
Who says you gotta sleep?
I mean, I think when it starts it's to become overrated. A health issue, and it's like 3 days, I think. Maybe. I don't know.
I think it's 2 days.
Really?
Yeah. Cause, I mean,
I think I can go 2 days, though.
I've had to do 2 days for work because sometimes I have to work grave shifts, and then I can't sleep during the day at all.
Why can't you sleep during the day?
Is there like a jackhammer? Like, well, like if I work grave, I'd get home at around 7, and then I got to take my sister to school, and then I got to take my brother to school, and then I have my 2-year-old, and so he keeps me up and busy. And you know, even if I try to, I can't really sleep at all during the day. Even though my mom says I can, because sometimes there will be days where I just pass out for a minute or two.
Yeah,
but you know, it was like 2 weeks ago, I guess, I had to do that for the weekend. I worked 2 graveyards in a row, and I didn't sleep at all for, you know, 2.5 days, I guess.
I've stayed up for 6 days once.
No way.
That's kind of disgusting.
Yeah.
No, that's crazy.
It's terrible. It was, I was young. I was like 16, 17.
Oh, well, and that's excusable then.
Yeah, well, when you're young, you can do that, you know? Yeah. But once you get older, you hit that two-day mark, and I'm sure you felt pretty shitty after that.
Yeah, I was living on monsters.
Yeah, you know, and that's how I was, you know, when I was younger. I was energy drinks all the time. Let's do it, come on, you know? And then for the Halo 2 launch, I was up for 3.5 days straight just playing that game. My buddy Ryan Fisher, he had a party at his house, and we basically just controlled the first floor of his house for 3 days just playing that game. We had like 6 original Xboxes out there all hooked up, and we were just playing against each other the whole time, playing through campaign, everything. 3 days straight.
You didn't get bored?
No. But when you're young, your attention span, man, you could do that for days. It doesn't matter.
My brother has a theory that, it's not really a theory, it's just his own idea, that...
It's not so much a theory as it is just something he says.
It's not even a theory, actually, at all. I think it's just a statement made by him. He says that, like, yeah, it's good every once in a while to just stay awake for, like, a day
out of the... Is this your little brother?
Out of the month. No, my older brother. My brother's 32, and he just thinks that, yeah, every once in a while, one day out of the month, just fall asleep. Or don't fall asleep.
Just fall asleep. Just one day out of the month.
One day. Just fall one day. Asleep.
Just go. The rest of the month, you're good.
A 30th of your month, sleep.
Yep, that's a good day to go to sleep.
Yeah, so I kind of understand that in a way, but I still don't do it. I just stay up really late and then sleep really late, but that's not fun either. So maybe
no,
I'll try to stay awake tonight, see if it works.
Yeah?
I'm going to give it a shot.
See, with things like that, it helps to have other people around to do projects with, you know? Like, yeah. For the Halo thing, it was super easy because it just passed by for me, you know? But it's those moments where you're by yourself and you're just like, you're too exhausted to do this thing, or like sometimes playing some video games, it's just it requires too much thought process that you're just sitting there like, I really want to play this, but I just can't understand how to push this joystick.
I can't think anymore.
Mm-hmm. So, that's usually the time where I play, like, Peggle or something. Something that requires no effort.
What are you talking about? That takes great skill. I play that all the time.
I've bought it on multiple platforms. Yeah. So, it's, I don't know. Just try to figure out a project that's going to take you a long time and put your mind to it.
Yeah. I do want to build a birdhouse.
See? Build out of toothpicks. That'll take you forever.
Shit. Wouldn't you need to have a base, though?
A base of toothpicks.
Just make it stable enough.
Just get, like, a bunch and put it inside, like, a box, smother it with glue, and then press it. And then just wait for it to dry, and then you got yourself
a
little...
Oh, yeah, I guess that would work.
Board.
Well, you know, I was always thinking about building a birdhouse, because I've always wanted to. And there's always been, like, the certain kind of wood that I want to use, and I want to make it look a certain way. Like, it's... Like, anybody can go buy a birdhouse, and
yep.
I don't want to do that. I just want to build one that I have an idea of what it looks like and stuff. And also, though, I really like owls, so I want one of those fake owls to put outside in the backyard. But that scares away birds, and the birdhouse attracts birds. So it's conflicting ideologies.
It's like a moral dilemma for birds to be like, oh, wait.
It's definitely
like
a moral
hell,
dilemma.
But that house is sweet.
Jacuzzi.
It's like, oh my god, I smell some bird seed. Oh, there's a fucking owl right there.
This always happens. It's like a bouncer, but
why?
You don't have an ID on you. You're like, fuck, come on, bro.
I never
wait for like the shift change for like the other owl that would come in.
Yeah. I imagine a bird looking at it and being like, well, I've never seen him move, but I really don't want to take that risk.
Just dedicated to his job.
That birdhouse is not worth it.
That's why you got to get one of those fake owls, and I'll help you motorize its head to where it'll just like spin every now and then.
That'd be perfect.
Because owls, they just go.
They
just
do. Go. They can go anywhere.
Yep.
Spin all the way around.
Yep. This will be like the Exorcist owl, though. It won't stop at 180.
Just keep it'll just going. Keep going. I imagine just spinning slowly the whole day. It makes
just
sense because it's an owl.
Put lights in his eyes for a
night. Yeah. Or just make it like open its eyes
laser
every once
pointers.
In a while.
So you can see the stream of lasers.
Wow. That'd be amazing.
That would be
I want it to double as an alarm, though. Like, if you hit the laser, if you hit the laser, the alarm goes off and starts screeching.
Like an owl?
And it won't even scare away, like, birds. It'll scare away people. It's like, what the hell is that laser owl doing?
Keep the owl, like, on your porch. Screw the birdhouse. We'll drop that idea. We'll just make it a guard.
Like, when'd you get a goddamn laser owl?
Oh, shit. You gotta go.
The 2010 laser owls are in.
Part robot, part owl, all badass.
That's a great slogan for that owl.
That product that you buy at Ace.
It's going to be in the new Terminator movie.
Yeah, they have owls now.
It'll be like Skynet.
So Skynet's pretty big on cyborgs and some airplanes and some ships. Oh, and owls that emit lasers.
Yep. Guard owls.
Yeah.
Scarecrows, that's last owl. Century.
Scarecrows are out, owls are in. Uh-huh. Laser owls at that.
Laser owls. I'd like to do that with those the green laser pointers that go like a mile.
Ooh, yeah.
And they're super bright. So like even your neighbors would just see like this shit. They're
just a green light like flashes by their window every once in a while. It's like, damn it.
Trying to go to sleep. Goddamn laser owls keeping me up.
Turn off that owl, damn it.
They get all scared like, kids, the laser owl's on. Get inside.
Indoors, now.
Traumatize lots of kids at a young age. Like, yeah, there's just a laser owl next door. It just fucked me up. I know now that it's fake, but it was scary.
I can never look at an owl the same way again.
So you were saying that you read Green Lantern recently?
Oh, I was reading Blackest Night, which it spans through a couple different stories, including Green Lantern.
The Green Laser was what reminded me of that.
Blackest Night, is it about Batman?
It's about all the DC heroes, and it's about the 8th Lantern Corps, which there's the red, blue, yellow, green, indigo, and violet lanterns, and then they have the black one. And the black one comes, and all the rings go to the superheroes that are dead, and brings them back to life. And so it's basically just superheroes and zombies, and the evil ones are killing the live ones and making them zombies because it's like they're purging the earth, sort of thing.
The evil ones are purging the earth by killing things?
Yeah. They're trying to destroy all of humanity by using the dead people.
Can't go wrong with zombies.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with zombies. Yeah. It's really intense. It covers like 32 issues or something like that of all different comics. Like, they have their own Blackest Night series, and then it goes into Batman, it goes into Green Lantern, it goes into the Green Lantern Corps.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's just a ton of comic issues, and I'm about 3/4 of the way done with it. It's a lot to read, a lot to take in because I like to make sure I look at the art too, not just read through it like a book. So I've got that, and I've got to finish the last bit of it.
Huh.
But it's pretty intense.
Wasn't there a section of that where it shows like if Batman had Green Lantern's powers, or is that a separate thing altogether? Do you know?
I think that's a separate thing. If it is like that, I haven't read it yet.
I saw a cover for it, and I could have sworn it said on the Blackest Night on it, but maybe it wasn't.
Well, on the first issue of Blackest Night, there's a guy that kind of looks similar to Batman, but it's this guy called Black Hand, and he's on Bruce Wayne's grave, and he's got a black ring. I don't know if that's what you're thinking of, or
that sounds really cool, actually. But what I'm thinking of is I have the picture on my Facebook. It's like a bunch of rubble, like the end of the world scenario, and it's Batman standing there, and he's wearing the ring. And he's got the same costume as Batman, but he's covered, like, you know, with green force field or whatever it is. And his Batman logo kind of is like a hologram off of his chest. And I could have sworn it said on the Blackest Night on there, but maybe it wasn't.
I'll have to take a look. I haven't looked through all the covers.
It's a super cool picture.
Yeah, that sounds intense.
And I think there might be some white in there, too. Like, you might try to make it look like a regular Green Lantern costume, but with Batman style to it. Like, he's got the ears and everything, obviously, and the cape.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
But the whole idea of that, like, is so cool to me, is seeing one superhero as another.
Yeah.
Like, what was it? What was I thinking of? Like, there's one issue of the Avengers, I think, or maybe it's during Civil War, when it shows what if Captain America was Iron Man.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like an Iron Man suit, but it's red, white, and blue. Mm-hmm. And that's a cool concept.
Yeah.
I don't know how practical that is or why that makes any sense.
Very flashy.
It is cool.
Red and gold.
Yeah.
Maybe so. It was like Steve Rogers in a universe where he didn't become a super soldier, mm-hmm. so he had to become Iron Man. I'm not trying to put down Iron Man, but I'm just saying.
We don't want to start that again.
Well, that is actually a can of worms, because you could say, it's like, well, I mean, do you still want to help out the world and be some sort of superhuman, or I guess just regular superhero, you'd have to have a suit, you know, to help you out, you know? So if you still want to contribute to world peace and everything, if you're not a superhero, you have to become an Iron Man.
Honestly, Tony Stark is like, I can't even believe I'm going to say this. In a way,
so hot.
Wait, is this, I don't have any. That's not the direction we're going.
This episode has too much lack of Vanessa, so someone had to say it.
I guess so.
I wasn't gonna go that route, but Tony Stark,
I read you wrong. I'm sorry.
Is a lot smarter than Bruce Wayne. I never thought I'd say that because I'm a huge Batman fan, and I feel like I should kick myself in the nuts for even saying that.
I'll go ahead and do that.
But in the way, it's like, yeah, if you're gonna go out and like fight monsters and like people with guns, like you should wear something really protective. And Batman's suit is protective, but it's not nearly as protective as Iron Man. And he's got like such a what's the word?
Open face.
Open. Well, yeah, I was thinking
exposed.
Exposed area.
Facial area.
And that is not what Iron Man has at all. Like, there's no way you can get into Iron Man's suit, really.
But Batman's quicker. He's had all that training.
He is.
So he can dodge anything.
But in all reality, he couldn't fight the same things that Iron Man could fight.
Technically. I mean, he's fought.
He can't fly anywhere.
It is a different universe.
It is a different universe, and we can't. And then Robert's going to hear this and get all mad.
Yeah, depends if he gets around to listening to the podcast.
But, well, because, like, you know, Batman's taken on all sorts of different things. Big old robots and stuff, too.
Monsters. Yeah. Clayface.
Killer Croc. Bane. Big. He's taken on Bane. And, you know, he's taken on people with guns. You know,
I think I mentioned this in the last podcast I was on, that in the future, Batman wears, like, a metal suit, like a big metal suit to, like, kind of control crowds and stuff. So that was kind of... I think he used it when he really had no other choice. Like, he's 60 years old, he's, like, dying.
Yeah.
Like,
I remember still reading do it, that though. One, yeah.
Still gonna be Batman, so can't stop me.
Yeah, got a job to do.
Someone's gotta do it.
Got a suit, man. He's devoted.
Yeah, but see, that goes back to, you know, if you can't be a superhuman, can put on a suit and still kick some ass.
Yes.
Definitely.
And asses do get kicked.
Yeah.
And it also seems like in comic books and movies, too, that, like, even though somebody might not be, like, have superpowers, like, even if it's not even a superhero movie, it's some guy that's, like, playing the hero role, like Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse. He's so indestructible in that movie. Like, he gets beat up a little bit, but you can't really kill him. Like, he pretty much is undefeatable. And that's the same thing for superheroes. Like, even Batman, like, he's a regular guy, but it would take so much to kill that guy.
Yeah.
In that universe.
Yeah.
Even though currently he's technically dead.
Yeah.
He's not, but he's technically dead.
Every superhero is dead. Or Captain has America died at died. One point. I think everybody's
well, Captain
died.
Captain America's died. Came back. Well, yeah. Sort of.
Did you ever see that video? I don't know if you guys go on to collegehumor.com.
Sometimes.
They do animations every once in a while. And the last one they did was like Predator's Teenage Son. But there's one that they just did called real life superhero funerals. And it's basically like a spoof of every single superhero. Like, there's a guy that looks just like the Flash, but there's like one little different thing about his costume. And there's a guy that looks exactly like Wolverine, but he only has two claws. Just to avoid all these copyright things.
Yeah.
And like the Hulk, but he's like a different color. And
that's a Hulk of a different
it's basically
color.
Like a funeral for Superman, or Alpha Man is what they call him. And it's just like
Alpha Hero.
Someone stands up and is like, why are we even like complaining about this? Like, he's gonna be back. Like, he always comes back. Either he'll be like resurrected by a magician or a wizard, or he'll go to another planet and come back, or be an interdimensional riff or something.
It's Dragon Ball Z all over again.
And someone's like, no, that's not even true. He's like, okay, well, do you remember the last funeral that he had? Like, yeah. <He's>
like, yeah.
Like, how long did he stay dead that time? Like, a couple months.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. You know, they don't stay dead forever.
That's why I don't ever get like really bent out of shape when a superhero dies. Like, he'll be back. Like, you can never really kill a superhero off.
See you next time.
Unless he's really unpopular, then they just don't want to resurrect him.
Yeah.
Like certain Robins, like they just die and they're not coming back.
Yeah, no,
we'll give you another Robin. We're not giving you the old one. We killed him.
It's a new model.
So, yes, we have the power to resurrect him, but we're not going to do it.
There was one, Jason Todd, where they killed him, but then they brought him back for like.
That's true. Actually,
something. I think he was Red Hood. He came back and became Red Hood. Which I was like, oh, I thought you killed him off because they brutally murdered that guy. The Joker beat him with a crowbar. And,
it is graphic.
And then he kind of exploded in a building. But
most
they brought him back for
exploding
that. They talked about him in Hush, too. Which, by the way, is a good series of novels.
I've read probably a total of 3 comics in my lifetime. Like, not full series, just 3 literal comics.
3 books.
Where were they?
I think I did actually read a Green Lantern one. If I ever had a choice as a kid, I would always choose Green Lantern over the other ones, because everybody chose Batman, everybody chose Superman.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? Fucking Green Lantern needs his dudes, alright, you know? So.
You always have to have a favorite superhero and then a favorite obscure superhero, like that nobody else has, or maybe 3 other people have.
Mm-hmm. What's your obscure one?
My obscure one is Colossus from X-Men. Very random.
Yeah, that is, actually.
I think most people will know him just from the last X-Men movie, and he was barely even in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, mine was Gambit, but he's popular now, so it's like, whatever.
He is popular, yeah. Like, he's popular, like, a lot of people know about him, but at the same time, there's a big majority of people that don't.
Mm-hmm.
But he is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. It's hard not to like him.
I've always had like the like, even though Batman's always been my favorite character as far as like superhero lore goes, I've always been really close to X-Men. Like, I've always been around X-Men. There's movies are always playing, the cartoons and stuff. Like, I watched all the shows, and I don't think I did honestly for Batman. I watched the animated series, the Warner Brothers one.
Yeah.
But like, that was always on, so like everybody did.
Yeah.
I remember watching the all the cartoons. I found the I had a couple X-Men episodes on VHS.
I do too, actually.
I have some of those. But then, like, I remember watching Batman. I watched the one with Burt Ward and Adam West. I watched that all the time.
Huh.
It's like on a whole different level there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of camp in that.
I remember it was mostly like, you know, older people that I knew were watching that, and I was sitting there watching it with them, and they're like, do you know what's going on? I'm like, yeah, it's Batman. Duh.
Motherfucker. You want to throw down right now?
I'll fight you.
Huh. See, that's the thing. Like, I know there's a lot of people out there who are fans of these superheroes and stuff just from the shows, but they've never read a comic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think there's also a different fan base that are the comic people, like you guys are with Batman. You know, I mean, you kind of just said you watched a little bit of the show, but not a whole lot.
I watched the Warner Brothers cartoon a lot, mm-hmm. and I tried to watch some of the others, but I couldn't.
Yeah. See, I watched Batman Forever, I think.
Yeah.
And that's more recent, much more yeah. recent. And that's the most I ever watched out of it, and that was only like maybe a few episodes or so. But I've never been a comic guy, so I never got into them. Would you guys say that the fan base for people who read the comics are more loyal to the people or the people who watch the cartoons? Like, if there was going to be, you know, a battle of fan base versus fan base,
which one would be bigger?
If it's just for the
cartoon, the same, like, same for the media stuff.
Well, for the same person, like, there's the guys that love Batman because they read all the comics, and then there's people who love Batman because they watched all the cartoons.
Yeah.
You know, what do you think would be the more passionate fan base?
Well, I think the majority would be the people that watched the cartoons, because that was a little more readily available. But the more passionate would be the comics, because you get on a deeper level within the comics. You know more mm-hmm. about, you know, like with Batman, you know more about Bruce's past, you know more about Robin's past, you know more about everybody. You get more of a connection with the cartoon series. It's just more of like Batman and Robin going and fighting bad guys.
Yeah, there's not much backstory to the cartoons at all.
That's true. It's mainly just action. Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, they might replay, like, his parents getting killed, but, like, you've seen that so many times.
I was going to say, how many times you got to see that, you know?
They actually, yeah, the thing that's cool about comics compared to, like, cartoons and movies, too, really, is that there's so much depth in there. Like you were saying, like, you get a lot out of it, and also, a lot of comics aren't censored completely, so it is actually like a different experience, because like movies, like, you know, I was just talking to someone about this the other day, like the X-Men movies, I didn't really dig on the first one, and second one was amazing, and the third one sucked.
I was going to say, they dipped on them.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, definitely.
Second one was good.
I thought second one was more superior than the first one.
Mm-hmm. And the third one was just... The
third one was god-awful.
Yeah.
And I thought about it, and I was like, you know, a really good X-Men movie for me would be R-rated. And
oh, God, yeah. No,
if they could just go crazy.
Be
yeah, well,
if they
R-rated.
Didn't have that restriction, you know?
Or unrated at all. Like, I don't like ratings at all.
It would be hard to get rid of those.
Yeah, you can't really do that. And I don't think you'll find a lot of people that would want to make an unrated, big-budget X-Men movie.
A lot of people would think, though, seeing an unrated rating would, which is weird. Contradicts itself.
Yeah.
They would just think, oh, that's obviously a porn. So they just call it X-Men. It's like, no, it doesn't necessarily mean that. It just means...
It's just like, we want to just show some more blood and maybe some swearing.
A lot more swearing.
Yeah, like, it's Wolverine.
Swearing.
Like, how can you not make anybody bleed with
more than once.
Razors on your hand?
How do you not make people fucking scream? You know, like, that's gotta hurt.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it would definitely be a completely different movie. And also, like, the whole Weapon X thing, like, him getting the surgery done and stuff, like, that could have been a lot more graphic.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot more graphic, like, in the comic book. Like, not saying that I want to see a naked dude, but it makes more sense. You don't have to show his, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You can shadow that out. But yeah, he has to be naked. Like, he just got surgery done to him to make his skeleton replaced.
Yeah. Oh, God. Every time I saw that scene, even when they were showing with Wolverine as well, like, that made me cringe. Because, like, even though they didn't really make it too graphic, my mind took it to the next level. I was like, God, that would hurt so bad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the line the guy told him before he went in? He says, you know, it'll hurt worse than anything you've ever felt in your entire life or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, that's... some Nazi stuff. Like, how did, like, his claws, I mean, they're bone, but, and then they covered him with the adamantium?
Adamantium.
How do they come out so sharp? Like, you'd think, you know, if you cover something with metal or whatever, and it was bone, their bones were kind of, you know, bumpy and stuff like that, and they were kind of pointy, but...
I think they probably, like, retrofitted something, you know, like, made the tip of it, like, curved and bladed or something.
Yeah.
And maybe, like, use the bones as, like, a structure for it, but at the top, it's, like, not really his bone anymore. It's just, like, the adamantium.
Okay.
That's what I assumed.
Okay.
But,
You think they would, like, sharpen him afterwards, like, when he was still unconscious or something? Like, you know, made him, like, tickle his arm or something?
Or maybe, like...
File him down?
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
How would you file down adamantium, though?
You can't.
How'd they melt
with something down? Else, adamantium, maybe?
An yeah,
adamantium
I guess, because that's how you cut diamonds, right?
Yeah.
With other diamonds. So.
Maybe with vibranium. Do you know what that is?
I haven't heard of vibranium. Sounds like a vibranium.
You haven't heard of vibranium? That's what Captain America's shield's made out of.
Oh.
It's like a little bit less powerful than adamantium. It's pretty close.
I like how they're making up all these like crazy materials that are just like
it's the only it's way to so explain strong, it.
It's not as strong as this one. You know what's the top?
Because you can't say this is made out of steel. Because then if somebody like shot a laser beam at it or something,
it would melt.
Someone would be like, that doesn't make sense. Yeah. So if you just say, hey, it's just a thing that we made up.
This shit
like,
is crazy. Hey. This is crazy time.
The top metal would be called something like infinium or something.
Oh. Or no, what were they searching for in what was that?
Avatar
movie.
Unobtainium.
Unobtainium. That's what they need to call that. That's what that shit is. You can't break it. You can't even get it because it's unobtainable.
You just cannot touch it. You cannot get anywhere near it.
Didn't they explain where adamantium came from, though? Wasn't it a meteor?
Something. It's always, with Marvel, it's something from a meteor, always.
It's the easiest thing to explain.
That's came true. From anything space. That's outside of space, you can't explain it.
It's like, what's adamantium? It's really strong. Where'd it come from? Space. Okay.
Space.
That works.
All right.
Like, well, where in space? Deep. Like, don't know.
Deep space.
Deep space.
It was probably a block of ice
Vincent
before
Price
it got
found
here.
It.
I like to think that maybe there's a planet out there made out of adamantium, and it's just full of colossuses.
Are they just, like, grazing?
Exactly. And there's colossus elephants, and there's colossus babies. Colossus bears, metal bears, metal owls, laser owls.
Laser owls.
Laser owls made out of adamantium.
That's why the world's made out of adamantium, because they can't shoot through it.
And the planet got struck by a meteor made out of vibranium, and it blew it up, and then all these pieces are going out in space, and they went into a black hole, and then got onto Earth just a little bit. Just enough to make Wolverine.
You actually lost
Captain
me. I think,
America's shield.
You're becoming believable now because I don't know if that's the actual story. Is that what happened?
Because
that would be a great background story of how that
became the unobtainium.
Oh, like, oh, a little bit fell on the planet Pandora too.
Yeah,
maybe, I don't know.
Because it sounds like that would be a great background story of how it got to Earth. Like, oh no, this vibranium shit broke up a bunch of shit. This shit's been flying through space for so many years.
I'll write an email to Stan Lee. Be like, got an idea. I finally explained it.
I like how you explained
it. Backstory.
I like how you explained it like the guy was on the news, because it's like had to be some kind of backwoods guy. This stuff just came flying through the sky.
Shit can't just fly through the sky.
It looked like shit just can. A meteor, right?
The shit hit that shit, now shit everywhere, and people were just like, fuck,
you know? Goddamn adamantium meteorite.
He knows exactly what it is.
Knows exactly what it is. I've heard of that shit.
My cousin once had some.
It got launched in his eye.
Or it's Wolverine's cousin. Like, yeah, my cousin went in there and tried to do some surgery, and he's never the same after that. Didn't remember who I was.
He gets scared around the refrigerator magnets.
Just walks by.
Yeah, wouldn't that happen?
Well, that's why Magneto is able to mess with him.
Yeah, I knew that Magneto had like, well, okay, but Magneto is like a super powerful magnet if he wants to be. But a fridge is really not even that strong.
But with enough magnets on it,
fridges aren't actually magnets.
Yeah,
okay,
never mind.
Magnets go on.
If you have enough magnets,
if he was at that car place that lifts up. Cars yes. with a magnet, he would be fucked.
Yes. He would be if it was on. That's an electromagnetic.
Yeah, electromagnets are his worst enemy.
I guess, wonder, like, even if Magneto wasn't worrying about Wolverine, he'd be like, yeah, just do your thing, I don't care. If somebody else really hated Wolverine, why wouldn't they just make an electromagnet and just fuck with him? Try to, like, tear his arms apart or something.
Because they were scared of him.
It wouldn't work, actually, to tear his arms apart.
Yeah,
like,
you'd just be stretching him for a while.
You'd probably just end up getting yourself killed.
Why are you doing this? This is going to work.
He's just hanging there like, all right.
He's just wasting time. All right. Now.
I'm done.
Yeah, a big-ass electromagnet would really just fuck with Wolverine. That'd be it for him, you know? Until you cut the power source or something. Or natural magnets would be his ultimate, you know? Because you can't cut those off.
Yeah.
They're super strong. That's why you just live on, like, one of those mountains that have, like, the crazy, like, where the compass is, like, just spinning around forever, you know? Because then you'd just be walking there and be like, God, gravity's so so strong here. What's going on?
It's a bunch of shit. That was a good pause.
Is this how he did it?
Yeah, he hung it down a little bit more. Well, like not with his arm. He strung it down. There you go.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and held his arm higher. This corner. He held it straight up.
Oh, okay.
I would assume that would make it easier.
So like this?
Yep, just like that.
Well, what's his record, you know?
13 minutes. All 13 right. minutes and like 40
Sam,
seconds.
Sam, if you're listening to this, I'm about to beat your record.
Yeah, so you got to go to an hour and... Oh, math is hard. An hour and 8 minutes.
Math is hard.
It is.
I think I could do it.
You think you can?
Well,
dude, everybody starts off strong.
Your arm's already dropping a little bit.
Sorry. Okay, you know...
We actually tried to fool him a few times by like making him like this demonstrate something, and he goes, oh, nah.
Yeah. You know that saltine cracker challenge? That you can't eat, like... How many is it? Like four?
It's like five or six.
Yeah, and you have to eat them without, like, within a minute without drinking anything.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or eating anything.
Super hard.
Yeah, and you always think you can do it, though.
Yeah, why? Because you think of it like, come on, this is some crackers, and as soon as you're like, oh, this is bad.
I don't know. You sit me in front of a TV, I could do it.
In 1 minute?
I don't think you can. I feel like your body can supply enough saliva. Saliva.
Because it becomes so dry.
Saltines, I'll do it.
I don't have saltines.
I would definitely try.
Take this podcast mobile while we go to Save Mart.
There's also a challenge for eating, I think, 3 or 4 powdered donuts, too.
Oh, yeah.
See,
that
would be
hard.
Yeah, but it would be also
hard. Dude, how did Sam do this for 10, 13 minutes?
You're a minute and a half in.
I know, this hurts, though.
Isn't it crazy? You just can't do it. It's just as hard to hold it out straight out, too.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
all right, I failed.
We can cut that out, right? We can cut that out and make it
just
seem
pretend
like
I never did that. Oh, I'm so weak.
I'm gonna leave it in just to make Sam feel better.
Or just cut out the part where I said, "Oh, I gave up," and then like
make it seem like just finished it up.
And
at
and
the
like
end of the podcast, be like, "Oh, I can let this down now, right?"
Yeah, exactly. Psych.
That'd be funny.
These people don't know what we're doing on this other end.
That
I could be holding it right now. You never know.
Except for you just said I gave up.
I don't, maybe I'm lying.
Dom's a compulsive liar. Can't help it.
Sorry.
Sorry, world.
Sorry, internet.
So, Dom, are you working on any projects lately?
Yeah. I'm writing a new movie to film hopefully in December. So now I'm just like working on the script a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's a little departure from what I've normally done. As far as like feature length movies go, that are like an hour at least, they've all been kind of lighthearted and comedic. Mm-hmm. Except like the stuff I did in high school was just really hard to watch because I didn't know what I was doing. But
it's the same thing for me. Like some of my earlier video editing work,
trying to watch
like,
it. Yeah,
I can't do that.
Like when I was a freshman, we had to make this caveman video for history. Like, I started this thing in high school where, like, I convinced most of my teachers to let me do a video project instead of, like, writing something. And it worked for a lot of people. I still had to write something, but I got to film something, so I was happy. Mm-hmm. And
practice.
Freshman year, the very first thing I did was a thing on cavemen, because we were learning about cavemen. But it had nothing to do with anything. Like, we were just cavemen dressed up in the woods, ripping, like, filming us, like, doing stupid crap. And started making it started turning into like a teen, like a spoof movie kind of, where you know how like those spoof movies are so bad that like they'll throw in a random joke in there even though it has nothing to do with the continuity, like the Sham Wow guy will show up or something.
Yeah,
it was kind of like that because Steve Irwin showed up at one point.
it's like one of those Wayne's Brothers movies,
right? Exactly. Yeah. and everyone, I was watching it the other day because I had my VCR out, and it's so bad. Like, the editing is so bad. Like, you can hear right before something starts, like, action. Or, like, the last part of action is, like, chin. And it was like, dang it, how did I not cut that out? Like, it's as clear as day.
I've had moments like that as well, but it's not so much that. Like, some of my earlier video game, like, videos. You'll see, like, my play pause thing didn't go all the way, so you see like the frame just kind of hang there for a little bit, and then it goes. You know, so I've had rough cuts like that as well.
Yeah, it's hard.
So, yeah, but
sometimes
you gotta learn.
It slips your mind.
Yeah, but you learn later on in life that when you start going through and editing stuff like that, you just become sick of it at the end of it because you watch it about 1,000 times.
You do, and it's definitely not the same thing that you started off doing. Like to you anyway. Like for all my movies, like I just look at them as all that editing I had to do and all the writing that I did at first and how it turned out. Mm-hmm. And I can't really watch it like a regular movie or anything. I know other people can see it differently because they weren't like involved.
Right.
But even like the actors and stuff, they can't really get the same.
Yeah. Cause you have that behind the scenes, you know, touch to it, you know? So you just got to try to make it look as best possible and get it out there.
Whatever is like the best for you, I guess. Mm-hmm.
You know, Dom, I'm kind of a big actor now.
Are you?
Yeah, because I'm set to be in two of Israel's movies. So, you know.
He's got two movies going at once.
Well, he's got three going at once. And we haven't even started one of them, but we did makeup for one of them. So
I used to do that all the time. Know, I'll definitely keep you in mind, for sure. Like, this next one I'm doing is about four characters that are like pretty much the main characters, and then the rest like I might need somebody to act in like a fake movie, because basically what I'm doing with this new one is I'm using all uncopyrighted stuff. Mm-hmm. Like
nice.
My friend Jordan, I don't know if you guys know Jordan Twiggs.
I don't know.
I don't either.
Okay. Well, he's a Manteekian, but now he lives in Colorado. But he makes music all the time. So he started making me some music for the movie, so I'm going to use his music and, like, some local bands, like friends and stuff. And there's a website that I found that has all these uncopyrighted music that's just, like...
I got a bunch of royalty-free stuff as well.
Exactly. So. And I'm going to use that. And then I'm also... There's a lot of different scenes where this guy, the main character, like, flipping through channels... So I want to make, like, fake movies and fake commercials just to play for that small section.
Nice.
And I just thought that'd be fun. So fantastic. For something like that, you just can be in, like, a fake movie. Like,
I could be in a fake movie in a movie.
Make a 5-minute movie and make it, like, 30 seconds, but, like, have it feel like a movie still. Like, if you flip through it on station, you're like, oh, what is this?
Well, you know.
But make it look really
weird.
If
I get a speaking part, that means I get paid.
Yeah. If I go above 5 lines, I mean,
I'll give you a dollar line.
I'm not saying you have to, but you know, like I said,
a
line, big deal.
Then I'll cut out and edit parts where you don't talk.
We only use two of them.
I'm mad. Just running away. Oh, here's your $2, sir.
And I'm trying to think of like fake movies, like movie ideas that I actually had at one point, like when I was a kid, and that never gonna happen. And just film those now so I can say that I did it.
There you go.
So, like, I have an idea for, like, a scary movie where it's, like, really cheesy and it's, like, set in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And that's just my excuse to make an 80s cheesy scary movie.
I'm in one. I'm going to be in one.
That's Is it set in the 80s?
Well, no, actually Israel's was going to be in the 80s, and then Israel decided, no, I want it to be 70s Grindhouse.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the deal with the zombie movie? Did it just get canceled?
It's just not going to be done until next year. I don't know if our first day of shooting, it went so bad. Like, every fucking person in the world in Manteca decided to stop off and talk to us.
What are you guys doing here?
Yeah, you know, they were wondering why, you know, there's a bunch of kids hanging out at this abandoned house, you know, in the middle of nowhere in Manteca.
It was Israel's fault because he's Mexican.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It just riled them in, you know? And
that's why I went with them every time, so there'd be a white guy there.
Yeah, it's true.
To talk to these crazy redneck white guys.
Yeah, but Israel was already in full makeup, so he was just like a bunch of blood and shit all over his face.
Yeah, doesn't look good.
We told him that, you know, even though he did have permission from the city to be there, he had no written proof. So we kept telling him after that day was over, he was like, you know what, you need to get some sort of proof or something like that, because... we wasted, I don't know, like 3 hours, it felt like.
Serious. Long time.
So much daylight that we could have done spent, you know, filming.
Yeah.
Convincing these people that we don't even know, or who even owns the property, technically, to, you know, like, listen, we're not here robbing an empty house, okay? We're here filming a fucking movie, now go! You know, so...
Shoo.
It ended up sounding like one of those old school, like, property dispute stories where it's like one guy was saying one thing, another guy was saying another thing, and they're just like, get off my property.
Yeah. So.
I don't care.
It would have been better if we just went to his uncle's house, Manuel.
Yeah.
He lives out in Patterson, and there's fucking, like, cornfields all around.
Yeah, it's dead out there.
Yeah, and they own the place, so we won't get, you know, Bud, you know, bothered with.
Yeah.
And he agreed, but, you know.
That's where he wants to film Scarebro. The other movie I'm in.
Scarebro? Scarebro?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not a secret anymore, Israel. You can't get mad. So.
Is it kind of like Scarecrow, but Scarebro?
Yeah, it's... I play a Scarecrow that goes around and kills all these bros.
Israel wanted me to be one of the bros, and I told him no. He wanted me to be the dude that gets the bong shoved up his ass and
he wants me as the Scarecrow to shove a bong up some guy's ass, and then the smoke will come out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, actually, I thought it was a good idea. It was funny because this whole thing started out as a joke because we were at the spirit store.
Oh, no, was that the spirit store?
Yeah, we were at the spirit store. And we were looking at stuff for DeSoul. And then he saw the Scarecrow mask. And he's like, yeah, I was thinking about making a movie with a Scarecrow in it. And I was like, well, in your case, it'd be more like Scarebro. And he's like, oh, that's stupid.
And then
the next day he Facebooks me. He's like, hey, I started writing Scarebro. And so I was like, oh, he's all, you want to be Scarebro? I was like, okay. He's all, okay, I need ideas on how to kill people. It's like, I get those.
I had an idea. I gotta save it, though. I told you about it the last podcast.
Fucking love that idea.
The zombie one?
Yeah.
Zombie superhero?
Such a good idea.
And there's a scene where he cuts off the top of his head and takes it off, and then sticks corn cob holders in his temples and sits behind him and eats his brain like corn.
Wow.
And that'd be so hard to do, but it'd be so worth it.
That'd be crazy.
It wouldn't be that hard, but it'd be pretty hard.
It just sounds awesome, though.
That's all. I mean, it's not...
I could even be like a special effect kind of thing. Might be easier.
Maybe. It looks good. I mean...
Just film it at certain angles and quickly and not even pay much attention to it. That makes it much more scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just have parts of brain falling off his face.
Yeah, see, my idea with gore and stuff, like, well, I'm not sensitive about material that I watch or anything at all. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm so desensitized, it's, like, not even funny. And
as he laughs.
That's why, like, I don't mind movies that are, like, extremely gory and extremely violent, just because I know it's fake and I can look past it. And I you know, as somebody who kind of does this kind of stuff, you kind of look at it and saying, like, oh, I know how he did that, or... you can tell that's fake, or...
See, that's the thing that, like, kind of sucks about being in that type of industry. When you start doing stuff like that, like, I know a shit ton of things now, and I'm not even really making movies. I do special effects. Yeah. I do editing, and I do stuff like that. So I have to learn the whole other aspect of it, you know, how to green screen things, and how to extend, you know, scenes to where it makes the places look a lot larger than they are. Stuff like that. Like, you kind of think about it as, like, you know what? That's all fake, you know, stuff like that. Like, a lot of the, you guys have seen, Gangs of New York?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of that was just all fake. Like, they just, the parts where the main actors were walking through, that was the set, but everything around it, they would just extend it through special effects and stuff like that, so it made it look like, you know, I don't know what century that was, 19th century, something like that?
Late 1800s.
Yeah.
It was right about 1849, I think.
Yeah, you know, and so they put, like, a big old ship off in this, and, you know, in the distance and stuff like that. It was all done in editing, but it looks beautiful, you know? Yeah.
And have you heard of, like, matte painting? They did it a lot for older... Yeah.
Yeah.
They did a lot for older movies. Might be matte, but I think it's matte.
It's matte.
And they did it for, like, Adam's Family and stuff. Like, that house, like, there was a scene where the chick was climbing out of the house, and she was just climbing out of, like, a... a set, and they had to extend the house to make it look like it was a huge,
it was a green screen type deal, and she would just, they had like a,
but it wasn't even green screen, like it was just black, and then they painted over the black with a painting, or they put a painting over the black. And I don't know how they do it. There's like a tutorial on it and stuff, but this was still, this was like in the 80s and 90s, but it was still pretty complicated. Like, it's not that easy. I'm sure you need certain requirements.
I think they did something similar like that with Star Wars.
Yeah, they the set was only like above their head, and then they added to it.
Yeah, they just made really like intricate models as well, and I think it was just like, you know, good camera angles and stuff.
Yeah, and there's a lot of movies that, like, it looks good, but you can still tell that it's fake. And I guess if you did that now, it's just, like, a style you're going for. Like, you can definitely tell, like, in certain scenes in older movies that, like, when you're looking out at this town, it's actually a painting. And the way that they're filming it makes it look real, but it's literally just a painting. Because, like, you think about it, like, wait, I've never seen a town that looks like that before, that's, like, completely, like, cleared out, and, like, there's trees all around it, and there's, like, mountains in the background, and there's a lake right there.
Yeah, it's like, just super perfect.
They made this perfect town, yeah. Like Springfield. Springfield has everything.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
The ocean, lakes.
Everybody. All forests, the problems as well.
Deserts. Snow.
I don't know why that made me think of, Pleasantville.
The
black and white one.
Yeah.
I don't know why that made me think of that, like the perfect town that has everything.
Because it was the perfect town.
And yeah.
And they've ruined it.
It just kind of stopped, like, you know, it was like, what's at the end of the road? I'm like, what?
Like, nothing.
Like, why would you even, why did that even come to your brain? Why would you even ask that question?
But like you were saying, though, like, when you do start to figure out what that stuff is all about, you're watching a movie and just looking at that now. Like,
yeah,
it's hard to suspend your disbelief.
It's exactly how you put it. I just completely forgot what you said. Desensitizes you. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you kind of think it's like, yeah, well, I know how you did that, so.
Yeah.
That sucks for you.
Especially,
which
like,
sucks.
Really bad green screen. There's no
yeah,
way to look
exactly,
past it. But
yeah.
There's some people that could watch it and be like, oh my god, they're on the moon right now.
How are you doing this?
How did they do that?
No cameras worked out.
Wizard.
Witchcraft.
But if you're really good at it, it's like, that kind of looks like the moon. Like, pretty close. You know it's fake, though. It's always fake.
Like, how do you know it's fake? Have you seen the moon?
No. Let me blow your mind for a second. I had this idea.
Let me blow your mind real quick.
I had this idea for a movie for the longest time about, it's like somewhere in the future, some set in the future. I haven't really worked out the details, but filmmaking has become like really substantial. Like, it kind of replaces everything. So the way that you make movies always has to progress. Like, it always has to be like better. And like, technology has finally reached a point where it's like, we can do green screen anything. We can digitally do anything. The only thing that we can't really do is make it look extremely authentic. So these filmmakers use time travel to time travel back to like the 1800s to film a legitimate like Western, or maybe send it back to like the 30s to make a legitimate like gangster 30s movie. And they want to make it look so perfect, and all they have to do is travel back in time and use whatever's really real, like really
what was there. Yeah.
And hopefully go back in time again and win an Oscar for it. For like best cinematography, at least.
Hopefully they don't go back in time to like Manteca, because they're not going to have a good movie at all.
Yeah, if they can't choose the town or where they end up.
I hope.
We're making a movie set in the 80s in Manteca. Great.
Fantastic.
This is a movie about a farm.
Damn. Well, you got some orchards there.
Like, you just hope that you end up in Chicago in like 1930.
Perfect. Please let this happen.
Everybody does this like little prayer thing before they go. All right, let's go.
Please, God, to film.
They have like 4 backup scripts just in case, like generic ones.
Or like this whole thing could be like a Twilight Zone episode, and they travel back in time. Like, yes, we're ready to make our best movie, and they forgot the battery. Do 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 do.
Imagine if you will.
It's kind of just like the Twilight Zone where the guy with the big glasses always wanted to read, and that's all he wanted to do. And he worked in the library, and then the world ended, and he had all the time in the world to read his books because he's like the last person on Earth. And then his glasses fall off, and he steps on them.
Aww.
And he's just like, "Damn it!"
Those old Twilight episodes were something else.
I enjoyed them.
Yeah,
I always did. In seventh grade, our teacher was like really creative and artsy, and she had a curriculum of Twilight Zone. Like, oh, we really? Watched Twilight Zone episodes and analyzed them and wrote reports on them and stuff. It's amazing.
It's a good way to think out the box.
Definitely. I'm surprised she got away with it. I don't think you can do that anymore.
I had a an English teacher who, I think it was freshman year, I think, who did a lot of things dealing with anime movies, like Princess Mononoke and Spirited Away, like the movies that have a really, like, a huge background to them, you know, real depth to them. And then you'd write reports on that, you know, like, well, what do you think this signified and stuff like that, you know, be a way of kind of delving deeper into it. Like, I didn't know that movie Iron Man, the actual movie, not the comic book.
Yeah.
That was a way of the writer who wrote that story. It was how he told his son about his mother dying.
Huh.
It was a story about how he can help his son cope with his mother dying. So he sat down with his son, telling him the story, you know, to explain to him where his mother went. And he turned it into a story. It became a children's book, and then it became a movie. It's pretty nuts. Like, it changed my whole view on that movie.
Iron Man.
His mother was huge, and she was from Russia. She was an iron plate in her head. I don't know.
Wait, I'm so confused.
Yeah.
Iron Man, the superhero movie?
No. What's... No, not the comic. The old Iron Man, where the kid
saying...
finds the giant robot.
Iron Giant.
Is it Iron Giant?
Yeah.
Why did you correct me?
Because I wasn't sure where you were going with
it. I was going to correct you because I was like, sounds like Iron Giant. Are you sure it's Iron Man?
Yeah, Iron Giant.
All right. I gotcha.
It makes total sense now. Yeah, I was like, wait. So his mother was kidnapped in Africa. I mean, Afghanistan. Africa.
Yeah.
It's one of those A countries.
She's out stopping crimes. And
dad tells him, build a suit. And then you'll find out about your mother.
we can cut out when I said Africa, right? I just feel stupid saying that. It started with an F.
I'll bleep it.
I was going to start my thing of telling people about movies they should watch. Brazil. Because what you were saying about how it's a movie that's pretty much about, in like, just looking at it, it's about this giant robot. But in a way, it's talking about his mother's, you know, death and everything. And there's all these movies that I've watched that I never picked up those messages before. And now I'm, like, finally starting to. And Brazil is a prime example of it.
What is Brazil?
Brazil is a movie by...
Aside from a country.
It has nothing to do with that country, actually. It's by a director...
Ah, it's about that connection.
It's about the Brazil nut.
Yes, the manufacturing of it, the founding of it. It's by Terry Gilliam.
Oh, yeah.
He did Monty Python, and...
he's a genius.
Brothers Grimm.
That was a good movie.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
I haven't seen that, but I heard good things.
The Fisher King, which is also really good, and 12 Monkeys.
12 Monkeys was weird, but I liked it.
He only does one movie a decade, and all his movies are really weird. But you have to like that kind of stuff to end up liking his movies. But he made one called Brazil that was probably his biggest movie, and it was very controversial because it's really about, like, the government and, like, not letting the government tell you what to do and really much being your own person. Like, it's a lot of the stuff that you'll pick up on, you know. It's one of those things you just have to watch. But when just looking at it, it's just a movie set in the future where things are going a little bit differently than we thought they would. But it's really a message of him saying, like, this could be the future if we don't, you know, stand up for ourselves and question things and all that kind of stuff.
Huh.
It's a very good movie, though. Very well made, and it was from 1985, and the special effects are really good. Like, it's so hard. Like, me and my brother were watching it, and we were trying to figure out how he was doing certain things, because, like, this is 1985. They didn't really have special effects. So, like, how is he doing this? And a lot of it, I think, is matte painting and a little bit of green screen. He doesn't really like to do green screen. And the rest is just practical stuff. But it's just the way that he films it that makes it look so legit.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that I really liked watching the behind the scenes of how they did things back from, you know, the 80s and early 70s. They were all just really interesting on how they did it, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of it's just like simple camera movements and
exactly. That's so weird about
like
it.
That, you know, it's I love the ingenuity behind it. You know?
Definitely, so. Definitely. You don't have to be Michael Bay to make stuff look cool.
Explosions are awesome.
Don't tell him that.
Like, how dare you?
Just you wait when a helicopter crashes into you.
I know.
You're gonna leave a note that says Michael Bay says fuck you. So you've mentioned your brother a few times. Is he like really big into movie making and stuff too? Is it just because he's supporting your love of it?
He's pretty artsy. He likes film and he likes music and he likes like art and stuff. He's into that kind of stuff, but he doesn't make movies. Like, he was probably the first person that put a camera in my hand.
Oh yeah.
So that's something. Like, when he was younger, like when he was my age. He wasn't doing it, but maybe a little bit before he was filming stuff with friends. And my other brother, too. Like, that's kind of like a thing that you do in a small town. Like, if you have a camera, just go out and do something with it.
Yeah.
Some people connect with it more, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
Because it never left me, but it did leave him. But it doesn't... I mean, I don't know. If later on in life I get, like, a career going, I might stop doing it. I hope not, though. I really have to reach that extra step that I've been trying to and like do something more with it,
more in depth,
yeah,
more involved,
more money and stuff.
Yeah That's the thing, you know, to get
cost money. Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Well, yeah. The thing I've always liked about movies is like if you already have a camera, it really doesn't cost any money, and the camera might not be that great. Like, my camera right now is nothing to write home about, but I could pretty much go out and film whatever I want. Within reason, you know? Like, I have props and I have costumes. Like, I can just create something
right.
at random and not have to cost anything. And the most money I ever spent on movies in the past were, like, you know, like, adding it all up together, it reached, like, $100. Like, Bloodbath was $80.
That's reasonable.
And that's a werewolf mask, an alien mask, like, pretty much costumes, and, like, we made all our fake blood, so that didn't cost anything. And, is pretty much just costumes and props.
How did you make your real blood?
My real blood?
Was that the expensive part?
I don't know. What?
Yeah, you said we made all our fake blood, so I was just like thinking, like,
oh, yeah,
how
yeah.
else would you make blood?
I know, sorry. and also, I really wanted to buy, like, one of those big jugs of fake blood from the spirit store.
Mm-hmm.
But I also really like the idea of making your own blood, like... It is an easy thing to do, and it might turn out to look a little bit cooler, and you can make like larger amounts of it.
Mm-hmm.
And just to say that you made fake blood, like you can say after the movie's done, like, I don't know, it's kind of weird to say this, but like, I like to make a movie where you don't have to use help from anything. That's why, like, I don't want to do music that's already made. I want to make or like use music that somebody else made that I know, or, I make my own movie to play on TV so I don't have to use somebody else's.
Mm-hmm.
And I use, you know, fake blood instead of buying something that somebody else made.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I guess it's just a thing about me when it comes to filmmaking.
It's fine. I mean, that's a great way to take it because you're not taking shortcuts, you know? You're taking every step that you would need to do, you know? I'm sure a lot of the movie places, they probably have the funding to buy stuff like that in bulk, you know, fake blood and stuff, but it would probably be cheaper for them as well just to make a, you know, a fucking...
But it's so much easier for them to just buy it and have someone else do it for them.
Yeah.
You just make a vat of it, and then any leftover you sell at the premiere, and then it could be an interactive film. And just, at this scene, pour blood on yourself.
Splash a little bit on yourself. That could be like the next step of watching a movie where like they have like a little fan in front of you that spits out a little bit of blood, like fake blood, if it happens in the movie.
Like that Honey, I Shrunk the Kids thing at Disneyland.
Yeah.
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 That's so gross, but it's so cool at the same time.
It'd be fantastic.
Like, if you were watching a zombie movie, and there's a scene where some guy hits a zombie in the head with a bat, and then right afterwards a little bit of blood squirts on you, like,
that'd be such an immersive experience. And the seats move, too.
They actually do that now. They just made up this thing, I don't remember the name of it exactly, but it's a seat for certain movie theaters. Like, not a lot have it yet. But it shakes depending on what's going on in the movie.
I heard about those ones. They're safer than the ones that are at like amusement parks where they actually they just kind of shake a little bit.
Like, this is all like just one seat is shaking.
They just went and bought all the old Nintendo 64 Rumble Packs.
There's actually a kit that you can get for your office chair for like PC gaming, and it's called it was something really, really stupid, like a butt kicker or something like that. And it was like this bar that you would screw onto the bottom of your chair, like where you adjust the height. And it extended out into like this little box that would rumble. And you hook it up through to your computer and like set up all the software and stuff. And then it would make your seat like rumble, you know, every time you would like fire a gun or like driving inside of a tank or something like that. Yeah, you know, so... I read up on it. They're too expensive, really. They're like $150, but you can get it for movie theater, for your home theater too. It's like a little box that would sit underneath your couch, and you hook it up to your home, you know, whatever. And then every time like explosions or a lot of bass would happen, it would, you know, shake.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and that's like something you either put under your couch or you screw into like the side of your couch.
That'd be good for a practical joke too. Just to scare the shit out of somebody.
Yeah, it would. Just not tell anybody that you have it and be like, hey, let's watch this movie.
There's theaters in Japan that spray out a little scent, smell-o-vision.
Ooh.
So if you're going through...
That's also part of the Honey, I Shrunk My Kids thing. They did it for the bee thing as well.
If you go through a meadow of flowers, you just smell flowers all of a sudden.
Yeah, actually, they did that at Disneyland for the Flying Adventure Majigger. Soaring over California. Like, when you go over, like, the orange fields and stuff, you smell oranges, you know? It's a bunch of stuff like that. It's crazy.
It is cool.
I just want a movie called Chocolate Chip Cookies. That's it.
I'll watch that all day.
Just go to the Hershey's factory. Take a tour.
The one in Mexico now?
They don't
do
tours anymore.
Because they're in Mexico.
They got rid of it?
They're in Mexico?
Yeah.
I thought the factory was still there.
They moved it to Mexico.
I thought there was one in, like, Oakdale or something.
It was.
I thought it was still there. They just didn't give
tours. Maybe it's, like, I don't know. I know they moved most of their operation to Mexico, though.
They outsourced.
Yeah. Terry's Xbox just got back from Mexico.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's all covered in Hershey's chocolate.
I guess so.
God damn it.
That's why he's going to get back and it's not going to work. Or it's going to work for a while and it's like, man, this thing just doesn't feel right. And all of a sudden he's going to start smelling chocolate and then it quits. A bunch of chocolate oozing out of his 360 from it heating up. Apparently he was telling me that it shipped from Texas to Mexico where they repaired it. Because it's cheaper there, apparently, and now it's back in Texas and on his way, I guess, to his house.
That's because in Texas, they don't like Mexicans.
So they pay them?
So they send it to Mexico where it's cheaper because they have Mexicans there.
Oh.
There's Mexicans in Mexico?
I know, mainly right? Southern
what?
Americans. Southern Californians.
No.
Wait, I'm sorry, is this a no-race
Mexicans
joke?
Mexicans live in America.
I don't know, I'm sorry.
I don't care.
I screwed up my first time. I went off the deep end. That's like going full retard.
No. You never go full retard. You make my eyes rain.
I'm sorry, everybody. I live in Manteca. I shouldn't be making Mexican jokes.
apologize to the internet. Yeah.
I'm going to go home and listen to this and shake my head.
Like, what if you found out that the internet was Mexican? How would you feel?
I know it's not, though, because it's not called Interneto.
The web <That's> nets.
El Internet.
Interesting.
Are you just saying that?
What race would the internet be? It would just be a mixture.
I'd be like a little bit more Asian than everyone else, though.
Yeah, probably.
Mostly white, pretty Asian, no color really.
It would just be like an albino figure.
An albino Asian is what the internet is.
That would be pretty interesting to see.
Be fucking terrifying.
He just wears a shirt that says, you know, I'm awesome.
A blonde Asian with like light blue eyes that are pretty much just pupils looking at you.
He never blinks because he gathers in everything. He's just an information sponge.
Yeah.
You're like, what are you? My name is Internet. Oh my god.
I am Internet.
I am Internet. Oh, okay. Well, you know, don't need to be conceited or nothing. Self absorbed prick.
Can I shake your hand? No. Don't get near me.
No, but I'll send you an email. Congratulating you on meeting the Internet. Click here to unsubscribe. Oh. That'd make a pretty cool video, too. A little 5-minute video of someone meeting the internet. Or what the internet's daily life is like.
It's just going to be puking all the time.
It's got so much viruses.
He's just always sick. He's just
it's going to be some... Instead of being some albino Asian kid, it's going to be some decrepit old hairy beer gut guy. He's like, I'm so full of porn and puke and
<It's> like father time.
Viruses and disgusting.
Yeah, father time if he lived like in a trailer. And nobody liked him.
Like he checks his email and it's just like all spam. Like 42 million things.
Every time he walks slow, people get pissed off. Like, hurry up!
Jesus, man.
I was going to make a joke about a virus, but I think it would make more sense if it was a computer. I was going to say, oh, I don't feel good. Oh, why not? Oh, my system 32 is all fucked up. Because it seems like that always gets messed up.
The system 32 folder is the one that they go after. Yeah. That's the base folder where all the good stuff is.
So maybe he's the one fucking with the system 32.
Maybe it's just the internet being bored and he's just like, fuck this guy. That dick. What?
My system 32, don't mind if I fuck it up.
Yeah, what if they didn't know it was just a
bomb in it?
Like, he was just a total dick to everybody, and everybody else was like computers.
I think
like,
he is a dick. Like, when he's all slow and lazy, like, come on, dick. I want to search something.
He's just like,
yeah.
Stretching out so nobody can pass him.
He knows he can go fast, he just doesn't want to sometimes. It's like, I'll be fast for you at 6 in the morning, maybe. He's like the opposite of an old man. Like, he gets tired. No, that is an old man, isn't it?
Yeah, old man gets tired.
He's really awake at 6 a.m.
I'm sorry. Terry again.
Damn it, Terry.
Did you text him the first time saying, you're ruining this?
That was Facebook.
Oh.
I didn't even reply to him because I didn't feel like it was worth it. Anyways, internet is a very energetic.
He's very energetic in the morning, but not at night. When it's really heavy traffic.
No, he could, yeah, but he could be. He just knows that everybody's, yeah, you know, wanting to do stuff to him. Because
people are asking him all these questions. He's like, I don't want to answer them. Just want to relax. So he's a whiny old man.
He's like, go hang out with my old friend Encyclopedia. Quit bugging me.
I wonder what the relationship between him and Wikipedia would be. The internet and Wikipedia?
Like, yeah, what's up, Wikipedia? It's like, hey, yeah, internet, I know everything.
Because I know your backstory. Or Wikipedia's the only one that knows, like, the internet's, like, weak spots.
Wikipedia...
He could blackmail.
Is like,
yeah, he could blackmail the internet.
You know when some people have, like, a twin, but there's only the head growing out of your neck? The internet has a head growing out of its neck, and its name is Wikipedia. It's like, I'm just like you, except I'm just kind of a... separation of you?
And just one section of him?
Yeah.
I know everything too, motherfucker. Whose birthdays is it today? Bam! Here's a list.
Damn it.
You want celebrities or regular people?
Yeah. I found out that there was a lot of celebrities that were born on my birthday too, but none that I really cared about, except for the girl who plays... Shoot, you guys watch House?
Yeah.
No.
No? What's the hot girl's name?
Number 13? That girl?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know she's a princess now. Oh. I can't remember her name. She married a prince.
Weird. Me and her share the same birthday.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's the only person I cared about. I was like, hey, I recognize the name, and I clicked on it, and I was like, oh, shit.
Someone on House, the medical show?
Yeah.
She married a prince?
Yeah, she married a prince.
Not some, on, like, wait, like a, on the show?
No, no, okay. For, in real life.
Oh,
she's like a, she's like sense. A princess now. I watch a lot of daytime TV, and she was on Ellen or whatever. Yeah, it was Ellen.
Good for her.
You for watching those daytime shows, because there needs to be someone out there.
Hey, you know, Ellen's pretty cool.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Ellen is kind of funny, actually. I think she's pretty funny.
Do you watch her show?
I used to when I had a girlfriend that wanted to watch it.
But so your girlfriend wanted to watch
it. I wouldn't watch it any other way, but just having to watch it wasn't, like, terrible.
You know what else was pretty random? Was I watched Oprah the one time when it was Tom Cruise on there and he jumped on the couch.
The one time you watched it was
that
episode?
The one time I watched it was that episode. Wow. I was like, wow, I was meant to watch this.
It's an iconic episode.
It's the one everybody talks about, and so now it's like, oh, it's a good thing I watched that.
She just recently gave new Xbox 360s and connects to everybody, to nice. Everybody in her audience.
Did she yell about it?
Yeah, she did. She actually called it the Kinect. And she didn't falter on that. She kept it going. Kinect. Good for her.
Yay!
She obviously knew what she was talking about.
She doesn't care. She's got money.
Yeah, she's got billions of dollars. Who gives a fuck?
Who's going to mess with her?
No one's going to mess with Oprah. Who's going to mess with Oprah?
Nobody.
That's stupid.
Obama, maybe.
What's up?
The one person more powerful than Oprah.
Obama.
Only because she loves him so much.
Because he's half black.
I guess it's enough.
I guess so.
I had a shooter at a bar one time called a Scooby Snack. That was, like, delicious. And it was really. It looked like a seafoam green color. It was solid because there was a little bit of milk in it, just for like the color, mm-hmm. And it made it a little bit creamier. But I don't even remember what was in it. Like I could look it up, I'm sure, but it was delicious.
Do you? How often do you go to the Rusty Hook?
Never.
Never.
Been once been with once? Greg, actually.
Of course, Greg's always there.
I was with Clayton, Greg, and their friend Alan.
That was Alex.
I don't like that place, though. It's so small.
I don't like it either, because it is small, yeah.
I don't really like bars at all, though.
That place is actually kind of cool on, like, weekdays. Like, I went there on a Wednesday night one time, and it was just me and my friends. The bartender at Rusty Hook is, she's really friendly. Like, she was us, we asked for, like, you know, me and my friends were hanging out there, and we had a buddy of mine who we hadn't seen in years.
Yeah.
He was down visiting, so we're like, okay, well, we got to get shots, you know, something, you know. But we didn't want to just take shots of regular stuff, because taking shots of just straight something sucks.
Yeah, I don't like
it. It's terrible. So we were asking, he was like, well, what shots do you recommend and stuff like that? So she was just naming off all those stuff, you know. I was like, there's this one that they made that is unique to the bar called The Dick. And it's for girls, but she called it The Tits for us. And there was this long story about it, about, like, how there was a breakup or something there, and, like, the girl wanted to drink any drink, but she wanted her to make it up at the time because she was pissed, and so they called it The Dick. And
nice.
And I felt much more comfortable drinking it after she called it The Tits. It was fantastic, though. It was, like, cherry vodka with, I don't know, some other stuff. I don't know. And there's other ones, like the Refreshing Rectum. Fucking, it's fantastic.
Such a weird name.
I know, but I think that's like the best part about, you know, mixed drinks and stuff is the names behind them. You know, it's like, yeah. They have these such absurd names, and then you try them, and you're like, this is fantastic. You know, how do I get more of this?
I'm gonna make one. I know I've used this word a couple times already, but I'm gonna make a shooter called the Sickly Wizard.
That'd be fantastic.
It's got to be purple though, for some reason.
Somehow make it so it looks like there's stars in it, too. There's like
sparkles. Goldschlager has the metal flakes
in
it.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I hate Goldschlager.
I like Goldschlager, though. I like cinnamon. I just realized, like, yesterday, okay, this is weird, because I've been thinking about cinnamon 3 times in the last 24 hours, including just now. I take that as a sign that I need to have more cinnamon in my life. Yeah. But I was eating a cinnamon granola bar, and it was amazing.
Okay.
And then I went to the store with a couple friends, and I was waiting for them to get rung up, and I smelled heavily like cinnamon, but there's nothing around me. And I was like, there's some wind chimes, there's some firewood, and there's a register. And then I realized that it was a bag of pine cones that were scented cinnamon. And I just grabbed that bag and started smelling it. Like, oh my God, this smells amazing. And then, and now I'm talking about cinnamon again. And I like cinnamon.
Cinnamon's good.
Dear Internet, I love cinnamon, and you should too. So watch Brazil and eat cinnamon, please.
Do it.
Now!
Dom said so.
But, yep. Yeah, end it now.
Okay.
Keep dragging
it out. We're going to watch Black Dynamite when we're done?
No.
Yes, we are.
I think that's going to be a personal thing for me to watch, no. So I have a full...
No.
Full effect on it, so I don't have outside influences.
Okay, you don't have me going.
Some movies are funny.
You don't have me going. This is amazing. You just got to see this. I overhyped it.
Yeah. So, thanks everybody for listening.
Thank you.
Tune in hopefully next week. Less than a week, hopefully, for the next one. I know I've been kind of spacing these out, but I got a lot of projects going on at the moment. So
yeah, give them a break, guys.
Yeah, seriously. Jeez. Always on my back. Send me crappy emails about like, my life sucks because I don't got the cast in my life right now.
Yeah, get over it.
Get over yourself.
You'll
right?
get it when you get it.
Get it when you get it. Wise words from Dominic. So, again, thanks for listening. See you next time.